So I've got turmeric tea today in the Goblet of the Gods. I can't remember if I talked to you about the Goblet of the Gods. I hope so, but just in case, it was a... it's this really cool goblet. I got it at a garage sale, yard sale kind of thing for a couple bucks. It's worth heaps more than that. That's from some faraway place where they make goblets. I think like Scotland or Ireland or someplace. And in it, there's turmeric tea. There's probably never been turmeric tea in one of the goblets from the gods before. And it looks weird. And it tastes cool. And it's really good for you. So, let's start there. We're going to explore implications to the max, congratulatory conversations to the max. And we're going to explore, as usual, how they show up in the head, the heart, the belly. A lot of stuff that we're doing here that, to me, is cutting edge because I don't see anyone else doing it or talking about it. And we're finding fantastic results with it. And we're learning this, you know, experientially. This is from stuff that we've done, that we're doing, that we're exploring with clients and friends. And it's way cool to share it with you. I want you to hear my voice. I really want you to hear it. I want you to hear what I'm feeling. Because if we're going to talk conversations, not just data exchange, we want to get out of this court stenographer society that we've grown up in. He said these words, she said these words, that's not what I heard you say, stuff. I want you to feel what Neville says to feel. In other words, how would your friends react to your success? Some will be happy, some will be envious. What are they saying? And notice when I'm saying that, and when Neville says stuff like that, he's conveying emotion. He's not just saying, what words are they using? There's such a massive difference between what words are they using, because the words they're using are important. No, they're not. You know, what's important is the feeling. What feeling do they feel for you? What feeling... You know, and by the way, we've covered this elsewhere, but we'll dive into it here too. Neville says they can feel negative emotions like envy. So if you've got a friend that would be envious of your success or a family member, and you're imagining their reaction to your success, it's okay to let them be envious. Because if you acknowledge that just might be where they begin, you'll relax into succeeding. And you also might find if you're okay with that's where they could begin with how they feel about your success, maybe you can invite them to a better place because you could remember when they were envious about your success and now they're happy about your success. Maybe because they've even learned from you and they were inspired by your success. You see how this stuff is an ongoing emergent? It's not just an event. This is stuff that we've discovered on the fly. Because if you resist, you know, Cousin Bob, you know, and again, I got to change the names to protect the innocent. Cousin Bob, you know, is pretty much pissed off at anyone that makes decent money or has some level of happiness. Oh, they had it easy. Oh, look at them. There goes easy money. He's that kind of guy. And if I think of Cousin Bob and my success, he's going to go, yeah, well, you've always had it easy. You were lucky. I mean, look at you. You just up and... You do things. That would be his reaction at first. That's been his reaction as long as I've known him. But if I imagine, a new level of success for me, let's say Oprah comes on my show, and so Oprah comes on my show, and, of course, cousin goes, you always had a way with people. I mean, it was just, it's the way you are. I mean, you were always lucky. If that's his natural, if that's the anticipated response and it's natural for him to do that, I'm going to imagine that. But I'm also going to imagine him going, well, if you could do that, yeah, maybe I could. How do you do that, Tony? You get it? I can tie that in. But I get to start where it would naturally start. And I get to take it where it naturally will go. You get it? That's how much fun you can have with this stuff. So when we talk about congratulatory conversations, by the way, I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of mine. One that happens for us all the time is, hey, TTNV, thanks for what you do. You make Neville easy. Yeah, you make him simple. Yeah, I've been reading Neville for 15, 20 years, and I'd get confused all the time, but I listen to your articles, and then I go back and I read Neville, and it's like, I get it now. I get how easy this is. Thanks for making it simple. By the way, that's one of my gifts. I'm the guy that looks at any complicated system, and I find a way to break it down into 3 to 6 to 9 steps, if that. Okay, that's it. That's what I do. I am exceptional at that. I discovered that at an early age. And so what I do is I take complicated things and I distill what are the 3 main essences here. And I found that with this gift or with this skill that I can change the lives of people. And so what I imagine is that. By the way, I don't often imagine somebody congratulating me on a financial level success. Most people don't know the level which I'm playing at. And my accountant, I tell him, well, look, this is what I'm looking at, Graham. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's not no problem. You can do that. You know, what about when you grow? Because he knows where I'm going. You see, a lot of people, they get caught up on numbers. 1 million, 2 million, the head gets in the way. Then 1 million, two, what will my friends think if I'm making that much money? You don't got to go there. If you don't want to. You don't got to go there if that's not natural for you. But where you can go is someplace like I just mentioned. I can share with you so easily. You know, by the way, I probably get, yeah, there's a handful of people on the planet that know my exact financial situation, and it's not bad. Okay, I'm not Donald Trump yet, and I'm not Richard Branson yet. But Victoria and I are doing okay. And when I say doing okay, I don't just mean a financial level. I mean a financial direction. And I want you to get that as well out of these recordings. Because it's not just about making $1 million or 6-figure year or 6-figure month or something. What it's about, as far as I can tell, is realizing you're the source of all the wealth in your life and tapping into that at increasing levels. A friend of mine years ago, and I promise you I'll get back to some of the stuff we've already opened. I was talking to him about teaching courses and doing online things. And he says, what's the size of your tribe? This is me talking to a mentor. And he says to me, when you can handle double, your tribe will be double. When you can handle 10 times that, your tribe will be 10 times that. In other words, start imagining that you can handle double. Imagine that you can handle 10 times that. Because a lot of people don't imagine they can handle double or 10 times the tribe size if they're doing something like what I do, or the income. If you doubled your income, what would you do? If you had 10 times the income, what would you do? I'm working with a client right now, and he's talking about 10xing his income. He's already doubled it a couple times. We're looking at 10 timesing it. And so I talked to him, what's it like? How do you work with that much money in the United States? And he's like, what do you mean? And then we start talking. He goes, I need to talk to an accountant or a tax attorney or... And I said, and he goes, yeah, maybe both. And I said, if you find a good one of one, they will know a good one of the other. Find them. Find them now so you can understand the dynamics of what you're getting into, of what's naturally growing in your life. And I can see this growing in his life. By the way, any details that I always share are always slightly changed or modified to protect, you know, client identities. So here's the deal. What I want you to do is I want you to notice. Well, I want you to notice how you're letting this become an emergent in your life. In other words, a constant growth. If, as a master manifester, as someone who has continuous upward growth and scaling going on in their lives, in other words, doubling income, doubling the amount of lovely people you have around you, if your life has that involved. By the way, and it should. Yeah, I imagine lovely neighbors. I imagine lovely team members. I imagine, you know, lovely people to spend time with at the dog park. I imagine, and I just keep, you know, it's not that I want to be around people all the time. I don't. I'm an introvert. Yeah, I need alone time to recharge. But as I imagine more and more lovely people in our tribes and on our teams, I also notice that I'm changing and growing so I can, you know, I've got the capacities there. In other words, how are you able to handle your friends being happy for you? Most people I notice, they're so used to having inner arguments with family and friends that a congratulatory conversation seems weird for many people. What I want you to do is start to imagine and start to find what it's like to have double the amount of income, of lovely people in your life, of lovely conversations they're having with you and about you. In other words, I want to take the head which is used to going good, bad, right, wrong. They're talking positively or negatively about me. You get it? I want you to take that head and on one side go, they're talking positively about me. On the other side, what's it like with them talking twice as much positively about me? What's it like having twice as many people talking positively and admirably, can't say that word, about me, talking about me with admiration? What's it like having 10 times the amount of people in town look up to me? What's it like? I want you to get okay with that. Years ago, I was an airport cop, and I worked night shift. And I was there when, my shift started after the last planes had landed and the people had left. And my shift ended, after the first plane had flown out in the morning. It was a little airport in the middle of nowhere, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And I got to become friends with a wealthy man that flew out of Latrobe 3 to 5 times a week. I can't say his name. He's a public figure kind of guy. And we got to talking, and I got to notice that he knew everyone. He knew me. He knew the lady that served him pancakes. He knew the maintenance guys. He knew the pilot. He knew everybody. He developed himself to the point where, and I get that his income doubled and doubled and doubled. And his impact doubled and doubled and doubled. And the amount of people under his umbrella included me. Just a lowly airport cop. Doubled. And he was another that just shared with me just a couple thoughts here and there. But he carried himself in a way that people talked about him. And some of the maintenance guys, they didn't talk all that nice. They'd say, yeah, he's a nice guy for a rich guy. Well, that's how they are. Yeah, they're polite to your face. Yeah, I find it fascinating when people say that to me. They go, that he's all right. He's polite to you to your face. I say, oh, yeah. Does he know that that's the way you feel about him? Anywho. So let's talk about three ways people can talk. Well, when it comes to you, and your success. We'll dive deeper into the next recording in this, but I just want to... Now, I'll tell you what, I'll do it there because we're at 14 minutes here. So let's sort of tie some things together. Ongoing emergence. In other words, congratulatory conversations are cool, and here's why. They imply something has happened, something cool. So when your friends look at you and they go, whoa, you look good. Right? That tells you something. You look good. They go, dude, nice car. I remember that piece of crap you used to. You get it? That's cool. Other people, will say, yeah. Oh, look at you. And you can tell they wish they had that car. Yeah, they might be a little envious, but that's all right. allow yourself to experience as a congratulatory conversation, as something that implies your wish has been fulfilled, something that implies that you have already fully embodied in an Echoville physicality here. It's already come true. Allow yourself to experience what you would naturally experience then, even if it has a little bump in it. Okay, I'm not all that into trapping my friends and stuff into envy, but if that's where I know they're going to begin, that's where I'm going to let them begin. And then I'll take them beyond that. I'll imagine them having been envious. You get it? I can do a congratulatory conversation with my friend going, ooh. Right? Okay. Yeah, he's obviously reacting to my success. You get it? I don't even have to tell you the words. I can just make that tonality. Tonality's pretty cool, gang. It's not the words. And then I can imagine him going, will you teach me? Right? That's just a few seconds. That could be what the little scene collapses into. Will you teach me? Help me do this. You see, there is taking a segment of time and collapsing it to a point. Will you teach me? What's the look in their eyes? They're serious. They want to learn. They're hungry now. They've seen your new car. Will you teach me this? You get it? That's a natural scene for me. That's a real natural scene for me. Especially since I'm a teacher. Allow your congratulatory conversations to interplay, to interweave with your primary purposes. All right, that's good for this Neville Nibble. We'll be back with more. My name is Mr. 2020. This is Neville Nibble number 7, manifestingtothemax.com, 2016, July, August, and September. See ya.